harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 79. As soon as the equinox came last Wednesday, I made a list of fall foods I wanted to make sure I made during this awesome season. One of them I was able to fulfill right away, chili. If you are looking to feed a large group of people as the weather gets crisper, I highly recommend a meat and bean chili. It's relatively easy to make and it only gets better as you save it and the flavors mix together. For that reason, I do suggest making chili the night before a gathering. If you don't have the time, it will still be good freshly stewed. The amount of ingredients I give here is good for at least 10 servings. It's very easily multiplied and customized to your tastes. Chili also freezes very well. You'll need 2 pounds of ground beef, a tablespoon or more of ground cumin, ground chili powder, and black pepper, a dash of cinnamon, 1 onion chopped, 1 large can of diced tomatoes, 1 large can of crushed tomatoes, 1 large bell pepper, 1 jalapeno pepper, 6 cloves of garlic pressed, 1 can of kidney beans, black beans, chickpeas, and white chili beans, and I also like to add a cup of corn. And of course, you'll need salt to taste. In a large pot, brown the ground beef on high heat. Actually allow the meat to brown and not just get cooked. While stirring the beef every so often, slice the bell and jalapeno peppers in half lengthwise and massage with olive oil, and then place on a baking sheet, skin side up under the oven broiler to watch carefully. Add spices, garlic, and onion to the beef when it's almost completely browned and continue to stir. Remove the peppers from the oven when about 70% of their skin has browned and blistered. Let cool and then chop and add to the cooking meat. Empty both cans of tomatoes into the pot and allow to cook. Check the spicing and add more if needed. Drain and add all of the cans of beans. Allow the chili to simmer for about 10 minutes and then taste to decide if you need more spices or salt. Turn the burner to low and allow to cook for another 30 minutes at least, stirring often to avoid burning the bottom. Finally, whether it's now or later, you can serve it with sour cream, cheese, and cornbread. All of my recipes can be found online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. You can share your own recipes with the show by sending them to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh, dee-oh-dee-oh.